From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
So far, so good. That's the word from Arlington Police regarding the first two World Cup games at Dallas Stadium.
Despite the rowdy crowds for England and Croatia, Arlington Police say they had no big issues with the soccer crowd for Wednesday's game. They made only 6 arrests. For the first game, they made only 3. Police spokesperson Tim Siesco says what's even more impressive, none of the arrests were international visitors. They were all locals, and those arrested faced relatively minor charges.
So far, so good. It appears that everything is kind of going according to plan.
They've still got 7 more World Cup matches to be played in Arlington, including Monday's game that features Lionel Messi, who turns 39 on Wednesday, and in Monday's game could become the all-time leading scorer in World Cup history. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
KRLD World Cup update.
Well, it's quite the match right now going between Canada and Qatar. Qatar had a red card thrown at them late in the first half. They're now playing with 10 men, and Canada is kind of running away with it at this point. It's 3-0 at halftime. This is a match in Vancouver. Switzerland beat Bosnia 4-1 in Los Angeles, and we had a tie 1-1. Czech Republic and South Africa in Atlanta to start the day. This evening, the big match that everyone's going to be watching, that especially with all the watch parties round, starts at 8 o'clock. That's Mexico and South Korea in Guadalajara.
And we talked to the mayor of Arlington about all of the events, and he tells us the World Cup has been a tremendous success so far, and it's an experience, he says, he'll never forget.
Arlington Mayor Jim Ross admits he didn't quite know what to expect when the World Cup kicked off at AT&T Stadium last week.
I was a World Cup virgin before this World Cup.
He says he's been blown away by the experience and the people who have made the event so special.
The response has been phenomenal. I'm getting nothing but great feedback about the ease of getting in and out of the stadium area, about the stadium itself, about the hospitality of everybody here in North Texas.
And what's more, he says all the fans he's met have been so thankful.
That is a good feeling for a mayor of the city when you hear people say, we really don't want to leave here because we are having such a wonderful experience right here. That's what this community is about.
From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
World Cup does continue, but again, we're dealing with the heat. 94 degrees right now, and one of the biggest outdoor events is at FanFest in Fair Park. Now, the event tonight is already sold out, because of the Mexico-South Korea match. FanFest, successful, very successful, compared to the other host cities around the country.
We have an entire area called Food and Soul that is all food and beverages, and we have everything that from gluten-free, halal, vegan, vegetarian, and then just some fun offerings, too. You can get a funnel cake. You can get some fried cookies. Some of our State Fair favorites, they're available here, too.
The main portion of FanFest is the TV screens inside the pavilion where fans can watch every World Cup match as it unfolds. And, of course, you can get them in both languages. Telemundo is running some of them, and they're also running them on Fox. The tickets are free, but there's some upgraded options that guarantees a seat. But again, tonight's is sold out.
All righty. Good to know. The U.S. has lifted its blockade of Iran, and oil tankers began freely moving through the Strait of Hormuz after months of being unable to use the critical channel. That is our top national story. That happened today as the tentative agreement to end the war took effect. Meanwhile, Vice President J.D. Vance announced that he may postpone a trip to Switzerland that had been planned for Friday and included a ceremonial signing of the deal. And in other news, meanwhile, though, but President Trump's Iran peace agreement is getting a mixed response from Texas senators.
Senator John Cornyn is celebrating the agreement, saying in a statement that President Trump should be congratulated for degrading Iran's capability of waging war against the West and Israel. But he also calls it an intermission in the continuing conflict that's been going on since 1979.
What's the deal with this new Iran deal?
The U.S. Senate has yet to be briefed on the specifics, but reports of it include a rebuilding fund, which Senator Ted Cruz called foolish on his podcast.
I hope and pray that's not what this deal is, but I have no hesitancy that giving $300 billion to Iran would be disastrous. And to be clear, they would use that money to build weapons to kill Americans.
From the 24-hour news center, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
606, it's going to be a long, hot summer this year throughout the country. The National Energy Assistance Directors Association reports could also be a record-breaking year for the cost to keep our homes cool. The average home will spend around $800 between now and September for air conditioning. And if you're in the South, that number is going to be a lot higher. That $800 might be just for one of the months. It's also up 10.5% compared to last year. Cooling costs have jumped 40% in the last 6 years.
Waymo is recalling thousands of its self-driving cars because the software may send the cars where they shouldn't be driving.
4,000 Waymo vehicles running the fifth generation automated driving system are being recalled because a software might cause the self-driving vehicles to go through closed construction zones. According to a recall report, the vehicle might enter and drive at speed in freeway construction zones because the cars are failing to recognize the construction zones or the cars are prioritizing avoiding other freeway hazards. Waymo first identified the problem after 6 incidents in Phoenix, and later there were 7 more in San Francisco. Waymo is currently working on a remedy and has restricted its vehicles from freeway driving. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Quick Trip donating a couple of new F-550 trucks to shield Dallas police officers and firefighters and drivers during crashes.
One of the most dangerous things a patrol officer does is working in an accident or a stalled vehicle on a freeway. And the frequencies of these accidents in these situations is never really highlighted.
That's the Assistant Chief Richard Foy says the trucks are supposed to able to absorb impact from cars and they create a protective barrier between traffic and first responders.
If you're a customer of Dallas Water Utilities and you pay your bill online, you got to be wondering what in the wide, wide world of sports is going on down there. They've changed the billing system and a lot of people have been left wondering, have I paid? How do I pay if I haven't? Maybe I don't have a water bill this month.
That would be nice.
Trust me, you do. KRLD's Russell Scott has been covering this story. Russell joins us right now. Russell, City of Dallas, boy, they could screw up a one-car funeral. What is going on?
They could, and I didn't realize that this was going to be such a deal when I got my little card in the mail that said, you know, you need to go to Dallas Go and fill out all. I haven't done it yet, but at the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee meeting this week, City Council members talked to the Dallas Water Utilities and said, what's going on? Because they said they're getting literally hundreds of phone calls. The 311 system, which is how you call to ask questions at City Hall, has gone from about 2,000 to 2,500 calls per day to somewhere in the neighborhood of 5,000. calls
oh
a day.
Gosh.
Double the number of calls.
People saying, I can't get connected. I don't know how to do this. I get through this phone system, and right when it's going to connect me to somebody, it drops
exactly.
me.
Exactly. That happened to us. That happened to us.
And several of the city council members said that they've just gotten a ton of phone calls from their constituents. Bill Roth had a great quote. He said, when they told him, said, you know, you can go online and you can see the tutorials and you can understand how to do this. He said, you know what? I'm a yellow pad kind of guy, not an iPad kind of guy. And you need better explanation. And why didn't we explain this a little bit better to the public before we put it into place? Dallas Water Utility said, we've been putting out notices, just nobody's really paid attention to
it. I can understand that. But was there a need for this?
Exactly.
Well, the issue was the billing process for all Dallas Water bills was starting to get very, very expensive. It had grown to somewhere in the neighborhood of $7 million a year. That was way over what it was supposed to. So they put into place guardrails and decided to change vendors to put this new system into place. That's why you've got the 3.5% or 3.15% convenience fee if you don't sign up for auto pay. So this is supposed to rein in some of those costs and bring in reduce that $7 million problem. The other problem on this, though, is now that this has been in place 1 month, Lori Blair and Maxie Johnson both said they've had constituents call and go, my water bill said I owe $5,000 this year. Water bill said I owe $10,000. And then Kara Mendelson said, my people are telling me they're not signing up for auto pay because they're worried you're going to screw up their bill and it's going to ruin their checking
account. This was like, remember when we had the freeze and it went down and you're seeing these ginormous fees on your electric bill and auto pay got screwed.
Exactly.
You would think, we're giving them money. You'd think they would make it a little easier to do that.
Well, so some of the city council members said that they've heard from constituents who have said, we're just going to write checks from now on, and we're just going to mail them to you because we don't want to go through all this hassle. Another city council person said, have we figured out what that would cost us if everybody just goes back to checks and the processing,
do it like the old days.
And the processing fee for somebody at City Hall to open those envelopes?
I'll do it.
Fill them out.
Hey, I'll to avoid this, I would do that. I would request a paper bill and I would send them a check.
You can do that now.
Just to spite them.
You can do that now. You can send in your paper check. You can drop it off at City Hall. Again, there are tutorials on the Dallas Water Utilities website. Some of the city, and I haven't looked at those myself, but some of the city council members said they were a little more complicated than DWU was making it sound like. And they just said people are getting so frustrated with this.
I know. But I guess the good news is they say they're not going to cut off anyone's water.
Well, they're not going to send you a $10,000 water bill either. But, maybe that did happen to a few people. But hopefully they won't cut your water off.
$10,000 worth of water.
Russell, thanks. Brendan Sorsby is tentatively planning to work out for NFL teams ahead of the supplemental draft following his decision to part ways with Texas Tech because of his gambling problem. Sorsby has acknowledged placing bets involving his own team while he was playing college football. He was at Indiana at the time. Now, he didn't play in any of those games that he bet on.
That is a very important point, as you'll hear.
But he did bet on the Hoosiers games. His agent, Ron Slaven, deep-voiced agent Ron Slaven.
I did notice that, too.
He joined the guys at 105.3 The Fan. And he defended Sorsby and his actions, saying his kid was only 18 at the time.
So I know you guys are all perfect and live by the Mother Teresa ways of the world, but how many 18-year-olds make really bad decisions? And there is never any integrity of the game violations. Everybody loves to have an opinion, and I'm so tired of watching people get on TV and the opinions out there where, you know, you would have thought this kid committed major crimes and did the horrible things. And the reality is as an 18-year-old, he made some bad decisions from his dorm room when he wasn't traveling with the team in Indiana. But besides that, there's just so much more to the story that will come out later that Brendan wasn't doing anything that was hurting the integrity of the game. He never bet on college football once he got on the roster, or once he was on the active travel roster at Indiana, and then he never did it at Cincinnati. So this was something he did at 18 that was really dumb, but it also is something that now he's paid the price at 22 years old.
Okay. All right, makes sense. All he said, look, he did not travel with the team. He was sitting there in his dorm room.
Yeah.
Indiana was playing, and he thought to, and he went on to say, to be a part of the team, he felt like, you know, I'm not doing anything. I'm going to bet on my guys.
So that's in defense of him. Now, the mm-hmm. only thing that I will say that would be critical of him is the sheer number of bets that he plays.
Yes. Now, a lot of them were not on his team. They were just bets in general.
But bet thousands.
Of yeah. Betting. Oh, yeah. 2,600 in a year.
That speaks to a problem. Wow. That speaks to a gambling problem.
Yeah.
Maybe I got a little more sympathy because, you know.
I do have a little more sympathy, yes.
You're 18.
Betting on your team, I don't care. I mean, I do care, but all the other bets,
yeah.
It could create some problems.
As for Tech, Slavin says they shouldn't be criticized for this either because they didn't know about Sorsby's past when they recruited him.
They didn't do anything wrong here. If anybody should be questioned or be catching heat, it should be Cincinnati because they knew for 2 years and never said anything and didn't do anything about it. So that's the part of the story that gets lost. And again, it's like this is a 22-year-old kid who doesn't drink, doesn't smoke. He's had two girlfriends his entire life. He's at church every Sunday. He's a great human being. And I guess his biggest fault might be he's too giving. When I say that, you know, his involvement with some of his friends and the predatory world of gambling where you turn 18 and, you know, deposit $5, you get a free 100. And every single show on TV and every single radio show, everything is sponsored by a gambling
site.
He's
kind of right about that.
There's another very good point. He's not wrong about that. But what's done is done. So now for Sorsby, it's on to the supplemental draft. And as Slavin says, they're getting calls.
Like I said, there aren't a lot of guys walking around 6'3", 235, who can move like him and throw it like him. So that part, and the questions are just, you know, what really happened here, because the tell-all. So they're gonna do their due diligence. They all have companies that work for them that can, you know, find out everything they need to find out anyway. The reality is most of the questions, you know, are what does he weigh in? What would he run? You know, it's more football related than the character stuff, just because, again, they're going to do their digging on that side of it.
I'll tell you what he runs.
The 4.445.
4.4.
Could you, I mean, so listen to these stats. And you're a GM of an NFL team. He's 6'3". He's got a rocket arm, and he runs a 4.445. I might take a flyer on him.
And he's from Lake Dallas.
That's right. He's a local boy. And they mentioned quite a bit, all of this is going to happen in Dallas. So
I'm liking what I'm hearing.
All right. What is this going to cost me? Fifth round? Who cares?
Getting interested.
That's right.
Brendan Sorsby, when is he working out?
They're starting to hear calls today, and he's been working out ever since. I don't know. They're going to have a team work at some point.
I agree with you 100%. This is going to be way too tempting for a lot of teams.
Oh, somebody's going to take
a
flyer on
him. No
doubt.
Going to roll the dice.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD. Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.